I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NFL's annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona. And on Tuesday, a big day as Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie addressed the media and talked for 40 minutes answering every question. And first things first, clearing up the organizational restructure now that Chip Kelly has the final say over personnel. What happened? It was Jeffrey Lurie's call.
You know, what we do at the end of every season, which is why it's probably not the greatest idea to talk about things at the locker room of the away, you know, being an away team in the final game. We sit down and have real serious conversations with all the senior people. And, you know, we were, I know, one of three teams in the NFC to have double-digit wins twice in a row, but that's not what we're about. And I think you all know that. It's not what our goal is. And we really sat down and just looked, and we're as kind of self-analytical as you could possibly be. And after thinking about it, you know, I just thought the best way to align ourselves was to try to do this relatively rational, seamless way with Chip of taking scouting and integrating it into the every aspect of the operation in terms of making it seamless with on-field performance and sports science and all that. There was a vision that I wanted to support. And, you know, it'd be easy to say, well, you had it going well, and you already said you were going to stick to the status quo that way. But that I don't think that's the best way to operate. You learn after the season exactly how you might become better. And it was worth taking that alternative structure and acting on it.
Now, of course, the Eagles shedding some very familiar names in the offseason, releasing players like Trent Cole and Kerry Williams and Todd Harrimans, and trading LeSean McCoy, the franchise's all-time leading rusher. Difficult decisions, said Lurie, but ones that had to be made. The Eagles wanted to restructure not only the way things are done to build the roster, but to make over a team that's won 10 games in each of the last two seasons, good enough to make the playoffs and win the division in 2013, not good enough to achieve the ultimate goal.
You know, the NFL is a people business, and you know, we went through some changes in terms of free agency and trades, and I have to tell you, as an owner who's been in it for a while, and you discover you're a fan first and you're also an owner, and it's very, very difficult to trade players that you're very, very fond of. It's almost easier for someone in the organization that's newer to be able to be bolder than you would be, and I think I recognize that weakness in myself. I think it's always better to allow those that are really studying it and are less, at times, emotionally connected. You grow up with the players that you bring in through the draft. And, you know, I can't tell you how, you know, difficult it is to, you know, trade a LeSean McCoy or a wonderful young man like Nick Foles. Talked to Trent Cole the other day for a long, long time. Todd Harriman's played injured, one of the toughest guys we've ever had. Jason Avant last year. It's the two things that are hardest owning a team are where you get really attached to the players because of what they've done for you in the city, and you get to know their family environments. You get to know what their challenges are from youth through becoming a professional. And the second is losses, and you know, they're both losses. But when you always struggle with the fact that you spend so much time going over a loss of a game than you do celebrating a win. And that's a hard thing to manage.
Now, while there was a lot of attention, of course, focused on the structure of the front office, Lurie said that that can be overrated in the NFL. There's no ideal model for how a football operations system should run. What is most important is making the right decision on a head coach and finding that franchise quarterback. Sometimes, in the case of Sam Bradford, that is a gamble with a lot of upside.
When you're trying to go from good to great, you've got to take some gambles. You've got to take chances. And yes, there's a chance bringing in a running back that doesn't know what we're all about, who has a sterling reputation as a player, a teammate, and all that, Matthews as well, will not be as productive as LeSean, but you've got to make that judgment. You've got to take chances to be great. I don't know any other way about it. We're not interested in being predictable in terms of what we do in player personnel. We got to be not risk averse, and sometimes trades are the best way to accomplish that. It's not easy to trade the young quarterback that you're developing who had, you know, a terrific year the year before and got hurt this year. But you've got to go on your valuations. And there was an opportunity to do an upside gamble with an outstanding young quarterback who, you know, you hope can become healthier throughout his career. And you've got something. It is so hard to get a franchise quarterback, as you know. So it sets the ceiling on what you have as a team. And do you want to take upside gambles or not? You got to make that decision.
Lurie also took a moment toward the end of his press conference to recognize the all-time great Eagle, Chuck Bednarik, who passed away over the weekend. Bednarik gone, but certainly not forgotten.
The epitome of toughness, passion for the game, incredible icon that we still all benefit from because he sets the tone. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he, Reggie White, guys like that, they set the tone for a franchise, and that involves toughness, obsession with the game, and just a tremendous passion and an interesting guy. Got to know him, you know, somewhat over the years, just a great icon of the franchise.
One day remains here at the NFL's annual meeting, and on Wednesday morning, Chip Kelly, part of the NFC head coach delegation, to meet the media. That should be entertaining, and we'll have full coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Chip Kelly meeting the media on Wednesday. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro in Phoenix, Arizona.